Cardinals taking on the Rays as the Cardinals welcoming three new members into the Franchise Hall of Fame, among them Mark McGwire. But it was Tampa Bay who strikes first in this one.
Lucas Dudod. A swing and a high fly ball center field. Here's Pham moving back. He's at the wall, and this is gone. 2-0 Tampa Bay. One away for Adani Echevarria. A swing and a long drive to left field, and this ball is going to leave the park. A home run. The Rays lead by two. Yadier Molina standing in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, a swing, and a ground ball base hit to right field. Here's Pham around third. He's going to score. The throw goes into second base. The Cardinals are down by a run. Long.
Base hit. One run is in. Here comes another. Throw to the plate. No. This game is tied at four.
Pham could give us a walk-off base hit here. Swinging a long one into left center. Get up, baby. Get up. Good night, folks. Tommy Pham has sent us home with a two-run walk-off home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. He's mobbed at home plate.
Tommy Pham's first career walk-off hit is a two-run homer to give the Cardinals their fourth walk-off win this season by a 6-4 score. Lucas Duda now 8-for-12 in his career versus Mike Leake with three homers and two doubles. Lance Lynn faces Chris Archer on Sunday. Tommy Pham's first career walk-off hit, a game-winning two-run shot in the bottom of the ninth, giving the Cardinals a 6-4 comeback win, their fourth walk-off win this season. Pham spoke to the media after the game.
Man, he made some really great pitches on me to get to two strikes. And I was just telling myself, you know, to continue to fight and put a good at-bat together. And I'm just thankful, man. That is fantastic.
That is fantastic. When you hit the ball, do you know what's going over the wall?
Yes. I know the feeling. You know, I'm glad I did. You know, our pitchers did a good job keeping us in the game. We fought back. Great win.
What's that feeling like when you're rounding third, knowing what you just did, and you see the team waiting to mob you?
It's hard to explain, man. It's a really great feeling, though.
Great feeling on a day where the Cardinals enshrine a new crop of Cardinal Hall of Famers. I know a lot of you guys were watching that on the monitors.
Yes, it's great to get the win on a special day like today.
Trailing 4-2 entering the eighth, the Cardinals put up two in the eighth and then two more in the ninth on the first career walk-off hit for Tommy Pham as St. Louis completed a 6-4 comeback win over Tampa Bay Saturday night. Here is Cardinals skipper Mike Matheny.
Beautiful thing for Carp to have one of those fall in there to kind of get a little momentum going, but that's Tommy, and he's had a fantastic season, being able to do just what we saw right there. He's got that kind of power at any point. He's just, you know, we talk about dangerous. I mean, he's just continuing to have that kind of season where every time he walks up there, you're kind of expecting him to do something special, and certainly didn't disappoint.
For as hard as he is on himself, but also as vocal as he's been about the right way you guys have needed to go about things, how big is it that he delivers that kind of vocal?
Yeah, I just think it's good. You know, guys, they're going to speak their mind, and we know that it's. Guys are trying to do what's best for this team and the organization. It's not always going to be stuff that is exactly what you want to hear, but guys are going to motivate and push each other in certain ways. Tommy's a guy who pushes and motivates himself very well. And right now, we just need guys to do their part, and Tommy's doing a nice job of doing his. Yeah, it doesn't look good initial. So hamstring grabbed on him at probably the worst possible time. But fortunately, we were able to still figure out how to get it done. Yeah, I think he's going to be safe. I mean, he had a pretty good jump. He was moving good, and they saw the replay. And, you know, by the time he hit the bag with good momentum and made a good turn, and then it grabbed him. So I don't know exactly, but it didn't look good from initial reports. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, stacked together some good at-bats, but obviously the ball falling and giving us a run was big after we missed an opportunity right before that. Mike Leake did a nice job of keeping us in this game, too. I mean, he threw a nice game. The home runs got him, and it was amazing. You look down there, seven innings and 75 pitches, and, you know, it's the three home runs that, and, you know, we're talking about with two outs, too. He got in some good spots, and They just capitalized on some pitches that weren't quite where he wanted, but he did a nice job keeping us there, and great job by the bullpen with Brev and Lyons. And then giving our offense a chance to just kind of keep attacking, and one right after the other. Those were two out at-bats, too. Guys just making sure that keep the line moving.
Besides the home runs, what did you do differently?
Execution. I mean, just execute great pitches. And I'd like to say that it was all in the bottom of the zone, but we saw a lot of pop-ups, too. So I think he just made pitches that weren't in the heart of the plate and missing barrels. You would hope so. I mean, you know, we want to put some offense together, but their guy was good. I mean, we had trouble picking him up. He's got a lot of deception. Hides the ball, then comes out of a different slot. You know, took a couple at-bats off of him before the guys really felt like they had a nice idea where his release point was going to be. And you mix that with good velocity and sharp break, you know, that's he's gonna keep an offense down. But they stayed the course and continued to try and grind through at-bats and gave us a chance late. Yeah, and I think obviously that play where he goes ahead and gets rid of the ball, realizes he has some time. He's already calculated who the runner is going to be and how much time he'd have, and didn't try to take an extra step and wind up. He knew he'd just get rid of the ball, it'd probably be good enough. I mean, that's kind of another step when you're taking all that and computing it in real time. But he's making good plays all the way around and taking great at bats still.
Can he play some third base?
He could play some third base, but I sure like him at short. Yeah, I mean, you don't typically see guys with a decibel level if they haven't performed. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. And what we're always trying to do is make sure that the veteran players, even if they're not having the kind of season that they need to have, or even if they're on the disabled list, we still need them to have the high decibel level. We need to have them making sure they're going out of their way. And that's, you know, the sign of a guy who's really got that kind of influence, as a guy, even when he's not going great himself, is still going to be able to do the right thing for what the organization needs and what the players need. And you know, but when you have some young players that are performing well, we're going to let them go and speak their mind, and we're not going to silence any of our guys, but just make sure that we're all pushing in the same direction, and make sure they understand everybody's motivated a little bit differently too. And Tommy's a guy, once again, you don't need to push him much because he's ready to go every single day, and that's a great attribute to have.
The Cardinals send Lance Lynn to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Chris Archer.